I wanted to take a few moments, and as I try to do each year, it's a message here, or share a reflection, really, just to maybe point us all a little bit more to Christmas. And so I wanted to say a few words. I won't ramble as much as I tend to do on Sundays, but at least I'll try not to. Every year, we acknowledge the reality that Christmas brings with itself what I call Christmas baggage. Now, we all probably hear the word baggage, and that tends to be negative. It's bad. It's not good. But I don't mean it that way. When I say baggage, I'm simply referring to the inevitable slate of things that come along with this Christmas time. For example, this holiday season, for many of us here, it means having no shortage of windshield time. Driving home, driving back, driving to grandma's, driving back, driving to the airport, going to the store, going to see the kids, last-minute shopping trips, grocery runs, and so on. But we acknowledge that our fuel bill might just be a little higher this time of year because that is the demands of Christmas. But we're okay with that because it's Christmas. Similarly, Christmas often means driving in everyone's favorite weather condition, snow. This year will be the obvious exception, as I plan to be in shorts for most of tomorrow. But we all know too well the cost of not having four-wheel drive this time of year. It was always funny that during my time at K-State, I could always tell which of my fellow students were from Texas this time of year, because when snow hit the road, their cars went the same place their instincts were, the ditch. But again, I tell you, when it's all said and done, no offense, Adrian, when it's all said and done, and there's 14 inches of snow on the ground, we make it work because it's Christmas time, and that's just part of it. The list goes on. Christmas brings Hallmark movies, which we begrudgingly endure. It brings decorations, which we put up at the beginning of September. It brings trees, wreaths, nativity scenes, inflatable Santas, ice scrapers, glazed hams, window candles, festive sweaters, work parties, eggnog, mistletoes, hand warmers, the Grinch, Rudolph, Ralphie, Russ, and a whole cast of Christmas characters that we all know. These things start popping up on the shelves. We see them in the commercials, and it's so much so that we say things like, thanks, Ethan. We say things like, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. But that's just life this time of year. Mariah Carey comes on the radio, and all of a sudden we switch gears like sleeper agents. We know it's that time of year. Black Friday comes around, we all become professional shoppers. And that's just the truth of it. Cause and effect, action and reaction. Christmas call demands a Christmas response. Jesus was born on Christmas Day, and guess what he brought along with him? Jesus Christ is the reason for which we're all gathered here today. And you know what baggage he sets before us this very evening? It's not food, it's not weather, it's not decorations, driving conditions. Christ brought but one thing to this earth of which he demands our oh-so-familiar Christmas response. He brought a message. What was that message? Well, Christ spent his whole life telling us this message. But the Advent season is especially important because we reflect, maybe a little more so, on what it means to have that message now that it has come to us in the form of a little baby. And here's what his message was, if maybe I can kick this to the next slide. He said in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." If you missed it, the heart of the message was in verse 29. "In me," Jesus says, "you will find rest for your soul." Now, Jesus would spend the rest of his earthly ministry trying to convey to mankind this very message right here. and I want to comment on this message. If you're looking for a reason this Christmas season, here's the reason. If you wanted to know what message Christ has for us all this holiday season, this is it. Before Christ's birth on Christmas, humanity was lost. They were without direction, without purpose, and without a cause. But after Christ was born, Luke 19:10, Christ seeks us out so that we may be found. Colossians 1:13, it tells us that before Christ, we all lived in the dominion of darkness, of evil, of no light. But the Christmas message is that Jesus Christ has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light. We were without hope. We were without God in this world. But now, Ephesians 2:12, in Jesus Christ, those who were once far from God can now be brought near. We can have hope. We can have God. All because of a baby born on Christmas Day. The Bible goes on, you were broken, but now you can be restored. You were desperately wicked, but now you can be righteous in the eyes of God. You were orphaned spiritually, but now God will adopt you as His own. You were at war with God. The Bible says hostile to God. But now, for the first time, you may be made at peace. Jesus says, you are filthy, but let me, the living waters, cleanse you. Like a physician, Jesus accurately diagnosed our condition of sin, the sickness that it caused in us, and He offered the cure so that we may be made healthy. Because of our sin, we stood condemned in the eyes of God, but guess who offers to nail such a debt to the cross, canceling it? Jesus Christ. Spiritually impoverished, Christ offers to make us spiritually rich. Hated, we become loved. Captives to sin, Christ offers our ransom. With nothing to show for ourselves, Christ offers us everything. Cursed by God, Christ flips the scripts and offers us blessing in Christ. Where once shame controlled our every action, now the glory of Jesus Christ can drive our every emotion. We were defeated, we were down, we were out. Satan had us in the ring. We hit the mat before the round even started. And yet, in Christ, we have victory. We are conquerors. Human weakness became Christ's strength. Faithless men and women became the faithful. Worthless individuals whose good deeds, as the Bible says, are no better than filthy rags, can now become worthy sons and daughters. Once slaves were now released, once children of the devil were children of God, once dead, we can become alive. Through that baby, in that manger, on that day, salvation was offered to an undeserving mankind. And when I say undeserving mankind, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about everyone here and everyone not here. The rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated, the religious and the unreligious, the blue collar and the white collar, the grieving and the rejoicing, the humble and the proud, the black and the white, and everyone in between, we get the gospel. Jesus Christ came on Christmas Day with the message that sinners need a Savior. So Christmas comes along each and every year to remind us that God sought us out when we didn't deserve it. You date your checks from the year Christ was born because God sent a Savior to a world brimming with hell-bound sinners. You buy presents, you cook food, you drive in the snow, you watch the Polar Express 9 times, all because this time of year comes around and God reminds us you need Christ. So the question then, is Christ the King of our lives that we sing Him to be at Christmas? Is Christ the Lord of our lives that we sing Him to be at Christmas? Is He our Lord? Is He your Redeemer. Because if He is, I already know the joy that fills each and every one of our hearts this season. When we start to see the lights go up, when we start to see the houses get decorated, when we start to see the nativity scenes pop up in yards, each time we see Jesus Christ and we say, "That is my Savior." And a little bit of joy fills our hearts. I could repeat everything I said before. We knew we were lost and now we're found. We knew we were in a great darkness, but now we have seen the light. Hopeless made hopeful, broken restored, weak made strong, worthless made worthy, dead made alive. That was me in Jesus Christ. Christmas makes all of those things possible. And so as Christians, we rejoice this time of year. Joy fills our hearts, for our Savior has been born unto us. To maybe put some words to such a feeling, the Bible tells us that because of Christ's arrival, Romans 5:5, the love of God has been poured out into your heart. Overloaded, filled up, brimming over with the love of God is the heart of a Christian. Romans 15:13 says, God will fill us with all joy and all peace through our belief in Jesus Christ. Romans 12:12 says, the hope in Christ that we have allows us to rejoice purely. And that joy, according to John 16:22, is a joy that will never be taken away from a believer. It's a full joy, says Jesus. You know, I think Christmas is that one time of year where we get a glimpse of what full joy is. You know, we see friends and family we haven't seen for maybe years. We eat many of our favorite foods, see many of our favorite people, many of our favorite snacks, many of our favorite cookies. Who knew there were so many different cookies? And yet this time of year, they all come out of the woodwork. I think we all, in some measure, long to be as happy as a kid who opens up Legos for Christmas. You see their face. You know it's pure joy. You know, I'm going to date myself a little bit with this comment, but I remember, okay, not as old as some of us here, I remember when my parents bought me a silver Nintendo DS, and I was the coolest kid at B&B Elementary School for about 3 days, and then I found out everybody else had one. But I don't think I even slept that night. I was so excited. You know, you could have sent me back to school on December 26th, but as long as I had that in my backpack, man, I was ready to roll. But that's joy, isn't it? That's the joy we have in Christ. It goes beyond what would normally be depressing. It goes beyond what would normally be saddening, awful, evil circumstances. And we just have that pure joy where nothing can distract you from how happy you are, where nothing can dislodge you from that safe space your joy keeps you. So if we can experience that with earthly things, in my case, a Nintendo DS, then what power does the full joy of Jesus Christ, what power should it have in our lives as Christians? So if we experience that again, with just the mundane, the nothing, the boring, the meh of the world, then how much more joy should we have in Jesus Christ? Born unto us this day, a Savior who brings joy to each of our hearts. Born unto us this day is a King who will rule our hearts. Born unto us this day is a wonderful Counselor who can counsel us to eternal life from God. Born this day in the city of Bethlehem is the Messiah, who, in the words of the Apostle Paul, will deliver us from every evil attack and will bring us safely into His heavenly kingdom. So knowing that, all that to be the reason for the season, I close with this. We know the message. We know the baggage, the truth that Jesus Christ brings this Christmas. And so, like all things Christmas, how will we respond? If it snows, we respond by driving a little slower. Some of us a little faster. If we're hosting, we clean a little bit deeper. If we're traveling, we want to get there. So maybe, and don't say it in front of the pastor, but you probably drive a little bit faster. But how, when Christ comes to us this season with a message of joy, message of hope, peace, and love, when that message comes to us, what will we do? I suggest to you, Galatians 2:20. And from every Christmas here on out, this is now a Christmas verse for you all. Galatians 2:20 says, "This is the response we are called to have." The Apostle Paul describes it as having been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but instead it's Christ who lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Christmas reminds us that just as Christ came to this earth to live, he came to this earth also to live in us, to live in you, to live in all of us who confess the name Jesus Christ. That's a literal truth, not a metaphor, not an analogy. He's not talking around the truth. He's saying Christ lives in you. That's the message of Christmas. So this Christmas, live in Christ. When Christmas is over, live in Christ. Live by faith. Open your presents tonight and tomorrow and whenever you will. Do it by faith. Drive your car by faith. Go to church by faith. Make your dinner by faith. Enjoy time with your kids by faith. Obey God by faith. Grow closer to Christ by faith. And at this very moment, as we're about to take communion together, we're going to draw even closer to our Savior by faith. So let me pray, and then we'll partake in communion. Lord, we thank you for this, the message of Christmas. Lord, we thank you that we, though we as sinners were separated from you, Lord, now there's a way to righteousness. Though we were hostile to God, though we wanted nothing to do with God before we encountered Christ, now this Christmas, with the arrival of such a baby, we can be made one with our Creator. Lord, at this time, we're going to take communion, which is the time in which we can all reflect on our relationship with Christ. And Lord, I pray that you'd speak to each and every one of us what that means this Christmas season. I pray this all in your name.